You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is that day. It is that day of days. It is Friday. Hit it, Boomer. Yeah. Welcome to Friday. You're just a few hours away from the barn. You're headed to the barn. I can smell it. All right. Hey, listen, welcome to the end of a week, and congratulations on reaching it. But we got an amazing show laid on for you. But first of all, Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Did your household, your yard recover from that frog strangling rain we got yesterday?
Can't believe it, but it did.
Would you tell me how much was dropped?
I heard that like 3.5 inches of rain dropped within like 15 minutes. That's what I heard.
I do not doubt it.
I mean, you couldn't even see.
Oh, it was looking out the windows of the studio. We overlook a golf course, and we were looking out the windows of the studio, and the whole golf course was basically underwater.
Yes.
And then the drainage area that runs right alongside it, which is, you know, basically a giant concrete ditch.
It's huge.
It was like 6 feet deep with whitewater rapids. It was unbelievable. All right.
Hope everybody was safe.
Yes. Hey, listen, we got an amazing show laid on for you. Like, how do we fit all this in? I don't know. But here's the deal. 3 o'clock today, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute will be calling in to give us her latest rundown on things that are happening in the regular session down in Montgomery. So that's at 3 o'clock, Stephanie Smith from API. 3:30, State Senator Sam Gavan from Huntsville. He's calling in to talk about the fact that he has renewed his bill, got a little amendment on it, and renewed his bill to change the way the state health officer is chosen. You may remember, and I'll talk about it later, that the state health officer, Scott Harris, got a little uppity here the last few days, gave a speech in which he just basically called out anybody who doesn't believe in the transgender agenda by saying that he's outraged with some of the laws that we passed here in the state. Wow. State health officer. Okay, so State Senator Sam Gavan at 3:30 talking about that. And then at 4 o'clock, kind of a coup here. You know, I've got a section we're going to do a little while about the weaponization of government, and I made contact last night with a lady by the name of Alyssa Murphy. She works for the National Catholic Register. It's a national periodical of Catholic-based news because the FBI, it's come out in recent reports, the Durham report, not the least of which, that says that the FBI has been targeting Catholics as potential radicals. What? We're going to talk to Alyssa Murphy, the managing editor for National Catholic Register, and get her thoughts and take on that. And then there's a whole triple dipper, so hit it, Boom.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, you got to know as we run today's show. Number one out the gate. Didn't get to it yesterday, going to get to it today. Military-minded. Latest things are out there about what's going on with Space Command. Things that are happening, like what about the Javelin missiles they make down in Troy? Oh, they got a boost. And then other things that are happening, like the fact that Abrams tanks are finally getting deployed somewhere. We'll tell you all about it. Military-minded, you're going to want to hear that one. Number one, triple dipper. Number two, got to cook them. Got to cook them up once in a while. A batch of home fries. So, yeah, we're going to have any number of things out there that are happening within the state of Alabama. Some are political. Some are just things that are interesting news bites that you got to know. Home fries. That's number two on the triple dipper. And then the third one, that conversation with the lady from the National Catholic Register, Alyssa Murphy. We're going to talk about the weaponization of government because in the last few days, It's like one of those things, one of those conspiracy theories that has become truth, which we always knew was true anyway, that the FBI has been more and more weaponized against conservatives. Well, now we have the Durham report, and we have an amazing hearing that took place yesterday in which three FBI whistleblowers testified to what they were experiencing while they were on the job. So, all right, we'll talk about it all. weaponization of government, number three on the triple dipper. We'll see if we can get to it. And even still, I have my comments to open the show. Let me jump on that here for a minute. And I got to tell you, like the rest of you, I hear certain words a lot lately. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Right. Ostensibly, the whole DEI movement is designed to ensure that no one gets left behind. But if you read between the lines, that's not at all what's happening. In fact, if you really listen to what's being said, you will quickly realize that the efforts to diversify, bring equity, and to include everyone are really designed to promote special agendas, provide for special opportunities, and really to give some special protections to a very select few, very select, very minuscule select few, in fact. Because what this whole movement is not about helping people, it's about the promotion of an agenda. An agenda tied to guilt trips and scientific denials and the promotion of mental illness. So let me lead off that discussion with this. One of the great liberal judicial minds once said something herself that I think is pretty interesting. In the mid-70s, there were legal arguments regarding the Equal Rights Amendment that were ongoing. Various positions were being argued from all angles. One of those positions was being argued by a rising star who took issue with the idea that the introduction of men into women's spaces would ever be acceptable. You know, things like men in a women's locker room, men in women's sports, men using women's bathrooms. Anyway, this liberal rising star argued against it, and here's what she said. Quote, separate places to disrobe, sleep, perform personal bodily functions are permitted, in some situations required, by regard for individual privacy. And then that author went on to say further, individual privacy, a right of constitutional dimension, is appropriately harmonized with the equality principle. What she's saying there is, things like individual privacies is not unconstitutional, and it fits within the idea of equality. So you may be wondering who the author was. Well, it was liberal feminist icon Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I can't help but wonder how liberals would feel now about their hero on this very topic. I mean, this week in the Alabama State House, there's a bill that went through the committee process known by its nickname as the What is a Woman Act. It was considered in a public hearing while working the whole committee process, and the bill is actually designed to address the rights of women to know that they will not have their space, their sports, their privacy encroached upon by those who are of the belief that identifying as a woman gives them rights to commit such encroachments. I mean, it's a pretty simple bill, really. Sponsored by conservative freshman legislator Representative Susan DuBose, the bill attracted an unusual amount of attention. I mean, unusual given that there would have been no debate just like 10 minutes ago as to what a woman is. In her own words, Representative DuBose pointed out that to the committee that it went on to state that in the recent U.S. Supreme Court confirmations, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson had declined to even define what a woman is, leading DuBose to believe, and I would say rightfully, that states should have to then begin embedding the definition into state law just to ensure that some aberrant definition later on doesn't get thrust upon us. Well, the responses provided by the opposition read like the very latest of woke ideological glossaries. One opposition speaker who was identified as a, quote, transgender biologist. This is an Alabama state house, mind you. A transgender biologist named Belle Moyers proclaimed that the bill does not, quote, use non-technical biological definitions of sex. What does that even mean? Moyers went on to say that, here's her quote, quote, this bill uses an arbitrary aspect of a person's biology to regulate social spaces. It's the government sticking its nose into all our lives to make them more dangerous and, frankly, more annoying. What does that word salad even mean? Well, if you read between the lines, it's the actual goal of the whole DEI agenda being said out loud. Forget what Justice Ginsburg said in the 70s. Forget what science has said for millennia and still says today about the actual number of genders being just two. And forget the fact that the laws of the land actually favor women having a right to their privacy, a reasonable sense of security, or of children being protected from perpetrators, or for equal opportunity by women to engage in sports and business and society as a whole on a fair and even playing field. What transgender biologist Belle Moyers just word vomited in our State House committee this week was the actual agenda. That science is only notional, and your feelings, they mean nothing to us. And progressive liberals intend to insert themselves into every place they feel like going, and you're going to have to learn to live with it. That's the agenda, folks. They don't want protections. They want special protection. They want a get-out-of-jail-free card so they can do as they please, knowing that the special protections that they have demanded will give them carte blanche to do whatever they please, whenever they please, however they please, and to whomever they please. Federal law, if you get down to it, federal law under Title IX, among other things, it prevents males from being given an edge over women in sports. Boys, generally speaking, do not compete against girls, unless you're a boy who claims to be a girl, in which case you get special protection from the law. And the laws of every state prevent adults from exposing themselves to children. It's a criminal act to commit such indecency. Unless, of course, you're a dude who believes he's a woman, or a woman who believes she's a dude, and then you get to go to you get special protection under the law to expose yourself in public bathrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms. I mean, laws exist at state and federal levels to ensure that women are treated equally in the opportunities for an educational experience. But special protections allow for a scholarship for women's sports, or for entree to women's schools, or for even for admission to a sorority, and the sorority house, by the way, to be given to men who claim in defiance of reality that they are women. Special protections, once again, allowing for behavior that no man would ever hope to claim. Let's return to common sense. And I know that common sense is not always common. But let's recognize what we all know. Men are men. Women are women. It is definable. It is not fluid or flexible or even fragile. It is a fact. And no amount of guilt-tripping or word salad protestations by transgender biologists will ever change the fact that there are only two sexes, and they are different and for good reasons. And societal laws and mores and norms predicated on the predictions and protections of one from the other are there for a good reason. And the only way that breaks down is if we give in and allow for special protections for a few over the many. Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she knew. Separate spaces for actual men and women is harmonized with equal protection. She said it. Well, it won't be with special protection like they're asking for. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, they don't want to believe that their own idol, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, actually said that. But she did. I can tell you right now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she wouldn't have wanted to be in a locker room with a dude. Apparently not. That was her position in the 70s, and I doubt if it ever changed. So yeah, the whole idea that they get special protection to do all the things the law already says are not allowed to happen simply because they identify differently. We can't let that happen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the state of Alabama. And I mean, we do it with style. That's what I'm saying. Making it cool to be a conservative. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And so if you text in for the very first time, like in in the last week, how many have we added to the text strings in like the last week or so?
Probably at least 75 to 100.
Woof. Anyway,
if we're getting up there.
Yeah, we are. If you want to text in for the very first time, just text the word right side to 833-68-RIGHT. And text the word right side. You'll get an automated message back. It'll say something like, hey, you right side ruffian, you know, welcome aboard or something like that. And then just tell us your first name and where you're from. We'll plug you into the system. And I just got, okay, so every once in a while, this thing just comes out of my head, like where I'll say something like, you know, making it cool to be a conservative, or saving the world one soundbite at a time. I found my new one, Boomer. Trina from Elkmont just sent me a meme, and it says, common sense has become so rare it should be classified as a superpower. Ooh. So I'm pretty sure what I'm going to wind up saying more often now is Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, where common sense is a superpower.
I like it. Common sense is a superpower.
Thank you, Trina from Elkmont. You may have just helped me coin one of my latest phrases. Allie from Athens texted in and says, about the monologue, says, preach, sir. Not at all surprised regarding Ruth's ruminations and the denial thereof. Yeah, so how about that? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And see, the reason why I knew that is because a few years ago, and boy, I took some heat for it. Back in 2016, there was a whole move while I was still in the state senate for, like unisex bathrooms. And they were gender-neutral bathrooms. Like Target, the store Target, was one of the first out the gate to say they're going to make all their stores go gender-neutral on bathrooms. So, you know, mommy, I have to use the facilities. And there's a dude in there. You know, it's just not the way it's supposed to be. So I had a bill that dealt with the issue. And man, I took some heat, but I did some research. Not only under Alabama law do you have a right to the expectation of security and privacy. How about that? But on top of that, I found Ruth Bader Ginsburg's quotes. And I love using those quotes when I went on the radio back then or anything else. Here it is again. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon of feminism. Separate places to disrobe, sleep, perform personal bodily functions are permitted in some situations required by a regard for individual privacy. And individual privacy, a right of constitutional dimension, is appropriately harmonized with the equality principle. Meaning, you're not saying that by having separate locker rooms, you're in some way making people unequal. And you're not also, by the way, saying that you should be allowed to use any locker facility you want to simply for how you identify. She points out in here, individual privacy means something, and individual privacy is not in some way a violation of constitutional dimensions. That's just, okay, you know what? There it is. I mean, their liberal icon, the bastion of, you know, things like abortion being a constitutional right and other things. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was a hardcore liberal. I've heard she was a nice lady in person, but she was a hardcore liberal. And they've got statues to her, you know, and they have whole groups out there that protest now, and they say things like, what would Ruth do, you know? And how about this? I think what Ruth would do is say, hey, dude, get out of the women's room. That's what she would say. That's what I think she would say. All right, we got a full slate lined up for you. Coming right back from the break, we're going to jump on in there using our common sense superpower. And we're going to be jumping in with military-minded. There's some new stuff. In fact, a story just broke in the last little bit here. I'm going to pull it off AL.com during the break regarding Space Command. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about others. We got stuff, man. I mean, like, stuff that deals with Alabama, stuff that certainly deals with our military. And by the way, those of y'all that were in the Army, you may be curious how few push-ups you have to do now to pass the Army PT test. And, like, I'm pretty sure some of y'all are going to think, well, I could do that now, and I'm like a 70-something-year-old veteran. You probably could. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.